T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And it's time for Dina's Dirt at the 40 with the Kellogg crew. Chris Kellogg, Dina, and Lopez Kellogg is off today. And it's being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. The holiday season is here, and they want to help you get the cash you need with an Eagle line of credit. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Visit pvcu.org. All right, Dina, what's going on in the dirt?
All right. Well, this is why you leave the skateboarding to the kids. Dawson's Creek actor James Vanderbeek was in the hospital on Thursday after he got a nasty gash on his elbow after falling off of a skateboard, according to Ace Showbiz. So he posted pics and videos from the emergency room on Instagram. So it couldn't have been hurting that much, right? He said, "I have a lot of fun with that thing. I guess it's called a one wheel." And he said, "It works great as long as the battery's above 10%. But when it's not, it gives a tiny bit of resistance and then just nosedives without warning. And that's when I went over the front of it." So,
That seems like a design flaw, not his fault.
True.
If you're on like a motorized thing and it just stops, like that's like if I ran out of gas, my car just jolted.
Yes. Well,
I think that happens.
No matter whose fault it is, he did end up with 4 stitches. You know, James and his wife and their 5 kids moved to Texas last month after a couple of weeks on the road. He was hoping this would be a fresh new start away from everyone, admitting they're not really Hollywood people anyway. But fresh new start was not supposed to include stitches, I don't think. Well, even though Britney Spears hasn't been working, she has a new song out.
Oh.
I was really shocked to hear this. Yeah. Okay. According to OK, Britney just dropped a never before released song that was originally recorded in 2016 called Swimming in the Stars. Now it's an unreleased track from her Glory album, and it's exclusively available as a 12-inch vinyl single at Urban Outfitters. That's it for now.
I mean, someone's going to put it online.
Well, according to Billboard, the single is going to be available for purchase for 2 weeks at Urban Outfitters before a wider release to streaming platforms. But the thing is like you're going to order it and it's not going to ship until January 15th anyway. So.
Okay. So that's because if you do that, people are going to put it online before you even release it online. So that's not. But as long as you don't get it, I guess it works.
You're going to get it online before you even get the 12 inch that you bought.
Right.
So Fifth Harmony, Katy Perry, Megan Thee Stallion, Beyonce and Shawn Mendes are putting out singles through Urban Outfitters as well.
Huh. Okay. I didn't know they're a record label now.
I know, right? And watch them become more successful than some.
Yeah, right.
Kobe Bryant has ranked number 6 on Forbes' highest paid dead celebrities of 2020 list. And in the months that followed his death on January 26th this year, his estate pulled in about $20 million. And his 2018 autobiography sold more than 300,000 copies this year. That's 10 times the number it did last year, according to Forbes.
Wow.
And TMZ is reporting that after the Lakers won the NBA championship in October, Kobe's jersey was the number 2 seller behind Finals MVP LeBron James. And as for the rest of the Forbes list, well, Michael Jackson's still number 1 with 32.5 million, followed by Arnold Palmer, Elvis. And the thing is, Elvis, his estate lost a lot of money this year because Graceland hit hard by the pandemic, no visitors. And in other Kobe news, his hoop, the hoop that he practiced on as a kid, that's going up for auction now. You'd think it would be included with the house that just sold for $810,000.
Oh, yeah.
But the buyer pulled it because the seller pulled it because the buyer didn't want to pay more for the hoop.
Oh, it was like an add-on?
I guess that was like additional value.
Sold separately.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
And finally, Good Bones star Karen Lane's Indianapolis home was burglarized recently. This is the third time her house has been broken into and the second time someone's left behind a number two, according to TMZ. Yep. In her garage, same place. That's why she thinks it's the same person. Now, they stole her purse. Now, she's a former prosecutor, so she knew the first thing she should do was to find out where her credit cards are being used. And now she's getting surveillance video. So she's a smart cookie, this one. Mm-hmm. And if there's anything we ever learned from horrible bosses, the police should be able to find some DNA.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
Two and the Dirt being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. The holiday season is here and PBCU wants to help you get the cash you need with an Eagle line of credit. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Visit pvcu.org for details. And Dina, what's going on in the Dirt?
All right. Well, the 2020 E's People Choice Awards went down last night in Los Angeles with BTS getting the most music trophies.
Nice.
Congrats to them. Other big winners, Justin Bieber, Male Artist of 2020, Ariana Grande, Female Artist of 2020. And you could check out all the music winners there. Now, as far as your TV side goes, Grey's Anatomy got the big trophy for Show of 2020. Best Comedy went to Never Have I Ever, and Best Reality went to Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Oh,
yeah, it did.
I forget that that's still on.
It is.
Because, I mean, I see them all the time anyway online.
I know. And when it comes to movies, Bad Boys for Life got the big trophy for movie of 2020. Comedy went to Kissing Booth 2 and Best Action to the new Mulan live action remake. So you could check out all the winners there as well, and seeing Will Smith, Tiffany Haddish, and Chris Hemsworth taking home trophies too. Tyler Perry got the People's Champion Award, and Jennifer Lopez was honored with the Icon Award. Now, Demi Lovato hosted. She joked that the pandemic drove her to get engaged. She said, I did what everyone else did. I went into lockdown mode and got engaged. And then she said she also tested the limits of Postmates Unlimited. She didn't know this could happen, but she said she reached the end of Instagram 4 times, binged 7 seasons of Pretty Little Liars, and got unengaged. So
it's a good day.
It was for sure an interesting, interesting intro for her. Baby news to report. Big Brother alums Rachel Riley and Brendan Villegas are parents again. According to Extra, they welcomed a baby boy, a big one, 8 pounds, 8 ounces.
Nice.
And Pretty Little Liars star Sasha Petersha and Hudson Schaefer also welcomed a baby boy. She shared a picture of the three of them on Instagram. Full face of the baby, by the way, not just a toe or anything.
Oh.
And they named him Hendrix Wade Schaefer. Cool name.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. House actress Olivia Wilde and Horrible Bosses star Jason Sudeikis have split up. Yep. They were engaged for 7 years.
Yeah, I was going to say they've been a long time together.
Sure have. They've got two kids, too, a 6-year-old son and a 4-year-old daughter. We hear it's amicable, and that the split actually happened at the beginning of the year. They've just been ready to announce it as of now.
That's a long time ago.
They've had time to adjust to it. We still need time. And Nathan Apodaca, the viral Fleetwood Mac Dream skateboarder.
Yeah.
Good things have been happening for him, including he just paid $320,000 in cash for a new home. He's super excited. I don't know if you remember, but before this, he had been living in an RV. It didn't have any running water, so he had it parked in his brother's driveway, and he would go inside and use the shower and bathroom in there. So this is definitely an upgrade and a big move for him.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff happening for him.
Yeah, we told you he recently got engaged. He's been getting attention from Fleetwood Mac, and now he's got some new teeth. So he got some veneers, and why not? Because he's got a lot of things to smile about these days, right?
Yeah, right.
Might as well have a good one.
Okay. You know, 2020 is bad for a lot of people, but not this guy.
This guy, yeah. I'm gonna go move in with him.
Good to see some good stuff happening.
For sure. And that's your Dirt at 740. There's gonna be more fresh stuff coming your way. And Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
And it's time for the Dirt being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. The holiday season is here, and they're gonna help you get the cash you need with an Eagle line of credit. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Visit pvcu.org for the details. All right, Dina, what's going on?
Well, if Brad Pitt won't marry you, then you should just take him to court.
Mm-hmm.
So a judge in Texas has dismissed the $100,000 lawsuit that was filed against Brad Pitt by a woman claiming he was somehow responsible for promises made by someone impersonating him online.
Oh, now, I remember that.
We talked about this before. Kelly Christina claimed she paid Brad $40,000 to make appearances, which he would cancel each time. And she said they were discussing marriage. Now you fast forward to Kelly filing suit against the real Brad for not doing enough to protect his fans from imposters, according to page six. Now, the judge called the case meritless. He granted the motion that Brad's lawyers put forth to dismiss it. And Kelly said she tried to contact the real Brad when she found out she was being catfished, explaining that he ignored all her problems for a year and a half. And she tried to contact him through every way possible, his Make It Right company, Plan B Entertainment, at his home, through his attorney.
Wow.
And she said all problems were ignored, yet it's his name and reputation being used to defraud people. But like, what is he supposed to do about it?
It sounds like it's her using his name to defraud people or something. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean by I feel bad for the lady that she got duped, but I mean, right. what should Brad Pitt, the real Brad Pitt, do about
it? Yeah.
Well, A Thousand Years singer Christina Perry gave us an update on the prenatal emergency that landed her in the hospital.
Now,
even though she's been discharged, she said there's a lot more we have to be cautious of. The baby could come at any moment. And she said there's a complication with the baby's intestines.
Ooh.
So when the baby's born, the baby has to have an operation, like, right away. I know. It's so scary,
that
right?
That is so scary. I mean,
she's trying to stay positive and hopeful, she says. She says the biggest thing right now is we hope the baby stays inside and can get as big as possible before this big event that they have to go through. And it's a couple more weeks, she said. So, oh gosh, fingers crossed. We wish her the best.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, a man has been arrested for punching Ghostbuster star Rick Moranis last month.
Oh,
it's about
time. I remember that.
Poor Rick. He never comes out of his house. You know, he comes out this one time to, like, I don't know, shoot a commercial with Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the next news story we hear about him is he's getting punched. So apparently some transit officers recognized this guy, and they were able to apprehend him and charge him. And we'll have to see what happens. But, you know, Rick Moranis is like a national treasure. Do not mess with him.
International treasure.
Yes. You know, I agree with that statement, Lopez. And Girls Trip actress Tiffany Haddish, she was among the celebrities at the 2020 People's Choice Awards on Sunday, and she was spotted crying on the red carpet.
Oh.
I mean, she took home the Female Movie Star of 2020 Award for her movie Like a Boss, but that's not what made her cry. She said it was because she was uncomfortable because it's been a while since she put on makeup. She says, I'm crying now because I haven't worn makeup in so long. My eyeballs are like, what is this?
I've heard that. Yeah, my wife actually talked about that because she just doesn't really wear it because she's not going out anywhere. So but she decided to wear it and she was like, my face feels weird.
Yeah, it does. And sometimes you can tear up from that. But same thing with the heels. She says, I haven't worn heels in a minute, but it's what we do to style and profile. Blood, sweat, and tears.
That's
so
right.
Thankfully, no blood, no sweat was seen, just the tears.
Just a few tears.
And of course, she pulls it off. She looks gorgeous no matter what. Mm-hmm. And that's your Dirt at 8:40. Get all the reports and the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.